Luster by Revan Leilani. In his first message, he points out a few typos in my online profile and tells me he has an open marriage. His profile pictures are candid and loose, a grainy photo of him asleep in the sand, a photo of him shaving, taken from behind. It is this last photo that moves me, the dirty tile and the soft recession of steam, his face in the mirror, stern with quiet scrutiny. I save the photo to my phone so I can look at it on the train. Women look over my shoulder and smile, and I let them believe he is mine. Otherwise, I have not had much success with men. This is not a statement of self-pity. This is just a statement of the facts. Here's a fact. I have great breasts, which have warped my spine. More facts. My salary is very low. I have trouble making friends, and men lose interest in me when I talk. It always goes well initially, but then I talk too explicitly about my ovarian torsion or my rent. Eric is different. 2 weeks into our correspondence, he tells me about the cancer that ravaged half of his maternal family. He tells me about an aunt he loved who made potions with fox hair and hemp, how she was buried with a cornhusk doll she'd made of herself. Still, he describes his childhood home lovingly, the digressions of farmland between Milwaukee and Appleton, the yellow-breasted chats and tundra swans that would appear in his yard looking for seed. When I talk about my childhood, I only talk about the happy parts, the VHS of Spice World I received for my 5th birthday, the Barbie I melted in the microwave when no one was home. Of course, the context of my childhood, the boy bands, the Lunchables, the impeachment of Bill Clinton, only emphasizes our generational gap. Eric is sensitive about his age and about mine, and he makes a considerable effort to manage the 23-year discrepancy. He follows me on Instagram and leaves lengthy comments on my posts. Retired internet slang interspersed with earnest remarks about how the light falls on my face. Compared to the inscrutable advances of younger men, it is a relief.